Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY23 earnings conference call of Kirin Industries Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star followed by zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to hand over the call to Ms. Purvangi Jain from Valorem Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to you all. My name is Purvangi Jain from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Kirin Industries Limited. On behalf of the company, I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings conference call for the fourth quarter and financial year ended 2023. Before we begin, I would like to mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's con call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risk and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on the management's belief as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to the management. Audiences are cautioned not to place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings conference call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. I would now like to introduce you to the management participating with us in the earnings conference call. We have with us Mr. Manish Kirin, Managing Director, Mr. Jayesh Hirani, Senior Manager, Accounts and Finance, and Mr. Suresh Gundalia, Company Secretary. I now request Mr. Manish Kirin to give his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the earnings conference call. Let me first brief you on the financial performance of the fourth quarter and then the financial year ending 2023, followed by the operational highlights. On a standalone basis, during quarter four FY23, the company achieved revenue from operations of 157 crores, which was lower by 52% year-on-year basis, higher by 18% quarter, and incurred an operating loss of 15 crores. Net loss for the quarter was 27 crores. For financial year ending 2023, revenue from operations stood at 602 crores, which is reduced by 47% as compared to financial year 2022, and an operating loss of 109 crores against profit of 31 crores in FY2022. Net loss for the entire year was about 134 crores as compared to the net loss of 9 crores in FY2022. On a consolidated basis, quarter four FY23 revenue from operations stood at 222 crores, a decline of 47% year-on-year basis, and increased by 9% quarter-on-quarter basis. During the current quarter, an operating loss of 5 crores and net loss of 18 crores. For the financial year ending 2023, revenue from operations stood at 945 crores, a decline of 37% as compared to FY2022. During FY2023, operating loss of 37 crores as against operating profit of 121 crores in FY2022. Net loss before share of profit of associates stood at 105 crores as against net profit of 53 crores in financial year 2022. Revenue and EBITDA of Longcheer Kirin quarter four FY23 included amount of 61.98 crores and 10.59 crores respectively. Margins were impacted mainly due to increase in raw materials, power and fuel costs, freight and transportation costs during the current financial year as compared to financial year. Prices of vinyl sulfone reduced by at least 9% as compared to FY 2022 in 2023. FY 2023 operational expenses include majority of legal expenses, which should substantially reduce in the coming year, FY 2024. We expect to reclaim EBITDA margins obtained in previous years by increasing production capacity through optimizing product mix, controlling operational and fixed costs. There is reduction in fixed costs which is happening in this year, and expanding into untapped markets to boost the top line. We have gradually passed on increases in raw material pricing to its end customers, but there is still space to expand material margins, which will be achieved as demand for dyes and dyes intermediates rises. We have passed through the time where the demands for dyes and dye intermediates were one of the lowest in many years. We anticipate a modest increase in demand for the next 3 to 4 quarters. In the matter of Dystar, where the company holds 37.57% equity stake, the company has been very successful and has won against Senda, a wholly owned subsidiary of Longsheng Group, wherein on March 3, 2023, Singapore International Commercial Court crystallized and decided the final valuation of company stake at US$603.8 million. Which is increased by 122.20 million, which is 25% higher than the earlier determined valuation of US$481.6 million, giving an effect of the decision of the Court of Appeal, which is Supreme Court of Singapore. The company is taking currently all necessary steps for execution of buyout of its 37.57% stake by Senda, which has been crystallized after a long-drawn legal battle with Senda at SICC as well as the Supreme Court of Singapore. Senda has failed to make payment of legal cost amount awarded to the company and failed to comply within deadlines given till 20th January 2023. The company has filed writ of seizure and sale of Senda shares held in Dystar to the extent of recovery of legal costs awarded to Kiri by SICC as well as upheld by Supreme Court of Singapore on 20th January 2023. Recently, the Sheriff Office of Singapore Supreme Court took possession of Senda shares held in Dystar to the extent of legal cost amount and has already started process to sell the said shares to recover legal costs for Kiri. In the coming quarters, the modernization of input costs, reduction in the operational and fixed cost, expected higher capacity utilization, and easing of inflation could enable the company to deliver volume-led profitable growth in the coming quarters. With that, I would now like to open the floor for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Reminder to the participants. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 at this time. The first question is from the line of B. Suresh from Burams Financials. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Manish Kiri, sir. Sir, you remember, sir, Suresh from...
Of course, I remember. Please go ahead.
Sir, actually, Kiri, KC's final valuation will come. ED enforcement development process have taken Senda's shares. That amount 50 crores received, sir?
Yeah, the shares which were attached and which are in the process of sale right now where the Supreme Court has directed sheriffs to do the process is to the extent of legal costs. And that was around $8.1 million plus interest, Singapore dollar. So that is the enforcement action on the legal cost. As far as the valuation award is concerned, as you are aware, the final decree came on March 3rd, and for the last 6 months, we have been trying and we have been following up. Our lawyers have been in touch with the councils of Senda to execute the buyout, but unfortunately, till date, Senda has not executed the buyout. Senda has not complied with the Supreme Court order, and very soon Kiri would have no choice but to also file enforcement papers for the valuation award.
A valuation award also is coming shortly, sir.
The enforcement will need to start shortly because Senda has failed, not honored the court order.
Enforcement action is all total amount also. Enforcement action started shortly.
Right, and as soon as that starts, as soon as the documents file in the court, we'll announce to the stock exchange, and you all will know.
Sir, you can give the regular updates and clarity of investors, sir. So many as you are also waiting for, eagerly waiting. I am. Investors also waiting. You can understand investors' problems. So many years, so many essentials. You can understand, you can give the clarity of actually so many rumors in the Kiri coming. It is it is not a clear issue. It is playing something. So many bad rumors will coming in the market. You can give the clarity of investors and regularly can update the exchanges, and you can conduct a conference to investors. You can, how much time to take, sir, this amount it can receive, at least?
To address your first question, we always immediately update the investors, and we make necessary disclosure as soon as the development happens in the court, correct? Or any significant material development happens in Singapore, we have been in past and we will definitely update, right? Meanwhile, company has been doing its job. We have been constantly in touch with our councils in Singapore, and please be rest assured that whatever actions to be taken for the recovery and for the enforcement of buyout, you know, we are on the top of it. That's the highest priority the management is working on. We can update you, let you know as soon as some result comes, as soon as something, you know, which is significant or which is material for all to know. If we keep updating stock exchange and you saying that we are making effort, you know, it's known fact that we are making efforts. But when something comes up which is a development for all of you to know, we'll surely make that announcement and update everyone. As far as the rumors are concerned, rumors are meaningless, right? The reality and the facts would be updated to all of you, be rest assured, and you will know whenever any significant development happens there.
Sir, can any significant development in any short time means?
Yes, the next step which you will know is filing the enforcement applications to the court. and there would be multiple things we'll be filing. And as soon as it is done, you will know that we are back to the court now, and then it is in the hands of courts to take it forward, you know, for the recovery and for the enforcement. Yes, but you will know very soon.
You can know very soon, sir.
Yes.
Sir, actually, Kiri Dystar results will this quarter is a loss. Actually, Dystar results, regular results and dividend amount he can receive, sir?
There is Dystar. No dividend received from day one till now, right? And Dystar has never paid any dividends. That was also one of the main oppressive acts that court recognized, right? So there is no dividend which has taken place. As far as Dystar's performance is concerned, every quarter we disclose Dystar's performance, and Dystar performance even in the year 2022 was a good performance. Dystar ended up with almost $164 or $166 million of EBITDA, which is a good number. Yes, we continue to consolidate Dystar till the buyout is executed, and we will continue to keep reporting the numbers.
Sir, you can handle this out of court. Any chances is there, sir? Out of court, any chances is there in send us issue?
No, nothing out of court. You know, almost now we have entered into ninth year of battle, and there is nothing outside court. There is no settlement outside court. Whatever happens will happen through court only.
You can enforcement development is coming short very soon. You can expect it, sir.
Yes. You will hear very soon from us. Absolutely.
Very soon, sir. Is the best of luck. But you can understand investors' feeling also, sir. So many years from waiting.
Yes. Fully understand and be rest assured. We give you confidence that this is the highest priority to recover this money for the company, and we are on the top of it. You know, every action which is required to be taken, we are diligently taking those actions.
Sir, any of you have taken more actions, but any chances is the failure chances is there this type actions?
Sorry, I didn't understand your question.
In that case, you have fall. Any chances of this case is not winning? Not winning chances is there? No. Yes, sir. No.
No. We have already won. There is not about not winning, right? We have already won all the way till today. Correct. We have got a final decree also with us, which is the final judgment upheld by the Supreme Court. And now it's only, you know, the final phase of recovering these funds, recovering money. And that's what we are supposed to do now.
Thank you. Mr. Suresh, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions? Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the question queue. The next question is from the line of Darshil Pandya from Fintrust Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Darshil.
Hi. So I just wanted to understand, you know, if you can give us an update on what is happening in the dye and pigment industry as a whole. Like, you know, I just want to have a thing as what is going on in the industry.
Sure. You see, the industry as a whole has been going through one of the challenging and the toughest period over, you know, many years. And there are several factors which have affected the downturn of this industry. Today the demand levels are way down, almost 50% demand in dyes as far as export is concerned that we have observed during past 1 year. So if you look at the India's exports of dyes, which used to be around 16 to 18,000 ton of reactive dyes every month, which has come down to almost 10,000 tons, so at 50%. And so that is one, the biggest concern is much lower demand and almost half demand, which is then, combined with the increases that we all have observed throughout last financial year, increase in energy cost, increase in fuel cost, right? That is compounding the complications. So that creates a huge margin pressure. We all are going through a huge margin pressure. And that's the reason that we have not been able to pass on enough of the cost increases to the customers. And that's why the impact is there on the margins. On the other side, if you look at the Chinese situation, they are also experiencing much, much lower demand. Demand is way lower in China, and that's the reason that the Chinese prices of intermediates, Chinese prices of dyes are also sustaining at a very low level. Again, that creates indirect pressure on Indian export prices and also prices in Indian domestic market to be in line with the prices coming from China. So these are the factors which have negatively impacted the performance of this industry and which has impacted the margins and going through one of the worst downtimes currently.
How do you look at going forward now? As on date, when you are speaking today, how is it how does the future look like?
Right. There are two ways you can analyze the situation. When you look at the sales of the brands and retailers, there is, for example, if you look at the performance of Inditex, which is a global textile player, look at the performance of Hugo Boss, look at other retailers' performance, they seem to be now improving, increasing, reporting much higher numbers than we thought, correct? That's an encouraging sign that when the retailers and the brands and the sales numbers are picking up in a supply chain, our demand would also open up. That's one side of the positiveness, correct? The other side, if you look at the longest time in textile industry and dye industry, which is heavily linked with textile, the longest downtime historically in the past was around 18 months. Okay, we have already passed almost a year. So I would say by end of the year or towards the end of the year, we should have a rebound. We should have the demand opening up. We should have the supply chain, quite empty. And we should be able to revive sales and demand towards the end of the year. That's end of the calendar year, which you are looking at around October to December quarter. So that's what we believe. That's our opinion. And let's see how the things turn out.
Got it. One last question, sir. So you also said the margins were impacted due to, raw material prices, power and fuel have gone up, and freight and transportation costs has also gone up. So as far as my understanding is there, so transportation and freight costs have started coming down the past too many quarters.
Yes. So the freight transportation cost has come down. Even the export freights, the sea freights have also come down, significantly come down. And that's the positive side of it. In this quarter, from this financial year, which has started just now, some of the raw material prices have also started going down. For example, the prices of benzene has started going down. If you track price of sulfur, last quarter around 18 to 20 rupees is now around 13 rupees, also started going down. So certain raw materials have started going down. Freights have been down for more than 6 months now, international freight, sea freights. So those are the positive sides, and that should help in improving the numbers. You are right. But please understand, in the case of Kiri, if you compare us with other peer group companies, the one significant difference is the ongoing recurring legal cost, right? And if you look at the prior numbers, this legal cost has been running for last 8 years, and now ninth year we have entered into, somewhere in the range of 40 crores to 60 crores a year. So that's also quite a big number when the overall businesses is down. So that impact realized is higher if you compare with the prior years and this year. That's what differentiates Kiri's numbers with other peer group numbers.
Got it. And when do you expect this to get done, the legal cost and all that?
I think it will continue till money comes. Right? Because as you have just heard and I mentioned, we will be entering into enforcement stage. We have strengthened our legal team. We have added few more lawyers because the final phase of battle. We have appointed, a Queen's Counsel from UK now to help us. So legal cost will continue till we realize the buyout funds. We will have to go full hog for the last phase now.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir. I'll get back into the queue, and I wish you all the best to the whole team. And I hope you come up with a good number. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sachin Gandhi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Mr. Gandhi,
yes, Sachin,
please. The volume of your device.
Hello.
Mr. Gandhi, we would request you to speak a little bit louder.
Yeah, I will.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Sachin, please go ahead.
I have few questions. I'm invested from long time in Kiri, and there have been no such fluctuations which has happened in last 6 months. Like it fell down to 50%, right? From 600 to almost 250 or something. So what is the promoter say in this, or are they trying to increase their stake, or what kind of a behavior is there from the promoter's side? Because as of now, I've heard in, I think, 2 or 3 analyst calls back that promoters are trying to increase their stake. So are they really increasing their stake, or they are just thinking about increasing their stake in the company?
No, promoters will definitely increase their stake in the company. And that I have already mentioned in the last two quarterly calls, and I'm saying today also. But that is irrespective of what could be the share price. Correct. This was the stand, 6 months ago, and which is the stand now. Correct. As far as the movement of share price is concerned, that's a market driven. But if you analyze, there were few FIIs who exited, somewhere around end of January.
True.
And that could be the reason that looking at the. The situation and looking at the overall shareholding pattern. But beyond that, the promoters have nothing to do with the share price level. We will increase the shares, stake in the company, and that's what you will see.
Okay. And secondly, I wanted to ask about that once they have not followed the instructions of the Supreme Court of Singapore or the Supreme Court International Court in respect of paying back the legal cost as well as the money which is to be paid to Kiri for the 37.5% of stake. I think the date was 20th of January 2023. Am I right, sir?
Right. See, let me elaborate a little bit to you. That the judgment for legal cost came on November 25, okay, which was last year, and there was a tri-party agreement. There was an understanding and undertaking from Senda that they would pay the legal cost within 21 days from the date of the final order from the Supreme Court. That was the commitment given. So that ended actually on December 20th. Then 1 month extension was given, which ended on on January 20th. So your date is correct. January 20th is the date on which even extended timeline ended. And then Kiri had no choice but to file enforcement proceedings against them, which was done, I guess, on January 21st or 22nd. And then the steps were taken since then. So that is as far as the legal cost is concerned. For the valuation award, it is really unfortunate that Senda knew the cost, they knew the range, 481.6 million number was available to them. There was no stay on it, which has been there since June 2021. Almost 2 years passed since then, correct? And 3 months from the final award from the Supreme Court, which was March from SICC, sorry, based on the directions of Supreme Court on March 3rd, and till today also it has not been honored, which is now compelling Kiri to believe that these guys are not going to pay, their intention is not there. We go back to court and enforce the judgment. There is no other choice left, you know, when I speak with you today.
Thank you. Mr. Gandhi, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. The next question is from the line of Jay Bhatija from JV Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. And am I audible to you?
Yes. Yes, JV. Please go ahead.
So I have a couple of questions. My first question is on the business front. Like, we have been observing from past few quarters, the quarter is getting weak every quarter. So there is no sign of improvement on the business front in the industry as well as for the companies. So can we know the reasons for the same?
Well, if you look at the quarter four 2023, the quarter which we announced, it is better than the earlier quarter, marginally better. Not much better, but it's marginally better than the earlier quarter on standalone as well as on consolidated basis. But as I mentioned, the intermediates industry currently is going through a rough time, a tough time. Demand levels are low. If you look at the whole year's performance, is almost half than the earlier year as far as Kiri is concerned. Correct. So that has impacted the margin significantly, and that has impacted the cost also significantly. Correct. So that's the reason that the performance has not improved. But we are hopeful that the next quarter or the next few quarters, you will see as the raw materials are going down, fuel cost to some extent has also come down. We see some signs of market to improve because the retail sales is becoming better globally, not only in India. And that would probably allow us to break even and more than break even. Our target is to for this quarter to at least try to achieve a break even or a plus and then improve thereon.
So next question, what are the utilization of our plants currently in this quarter and the current quarter which we are going?
The dyes capacity utilization was only 27%. Dyes intermediates capacity utilization was only 34% throughout the year. Right, so it's less than 50%.
Quite underutilization of our plants. Any specific reason for it? Where China is dumping dyes, or we are not getting orders? It is something like that.
Even at a lower price, demand is less, and we try to hold on to certain price levels. But overall demand, as I said, is around 50%. Dyes is almost 46% down general as an industry, and intermediate is also around 40% down from the normalized levels, from the demand which were there in earlier years. So it's more driven by the market factors, by the industry factors. And please also note that we added certain capacities on certain intermediates and certain products in the last year. So when we added some capacities and those capacities are not filled up, again the utilization level on a whole, on a totality, is lower.
Thank you. Mr. Bhatija, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Aditya Chiranya, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Very good afternoon, Manish. I would like to congratulate you for this tough fight that you have to put up for so many years.
Thank you.
My question is regarding the court case that we are currently fighting. I would like to know whether Dystar as a company has...
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Chiranya. The audio is not clear from your line.
Okay. Is it better now?
Please go ahead.
Yeah. So I was saying that I wanted to know whether Dystar, does it have sufficient cash in hand to execute the buyout? And if yes, is there any way Sendaf would extract this money from Dystar?
Yes, very, very good questions. Very, you know, just to give you certain numbers, yes, Dystar has significant cash. Dystar has zero bank loans, not even working capital. Dystar's cash position is almost $370 million, plus sitting on excess inventory, which is tied up cash in excess inventory, is around $150 million based on our analysis. So cash equivalent, and the encashable inventory put together is more than $500 million in Dystar, correct? And so that is there. As far as that funds can go to Senda and Senda can pay to Kiri, of course, that could be one of the options. And Kiri has been open with this option. In fact, Kiri had already proposed this option to Senda, that Kiri would cooperate, Kiri would pass the necessary resolution, Kiri would support such actions and initiative, and Kiri has recommended this kind of initiative to comply with the buyout order. So when we go to court is going to see this, that the Kiri has cooperated to the extent, even though Kiri 40%, 38% of that cash, and the retained earnings belongs to Kiri, still Kiri has opened up this kind of options and avenues to help Senda to comply with buyout order.
All right. So when you mentioned the value of $370 million plus, the other cash in the form of inventory or receivables coming to $500 million, is this $500 million US dollar?
Yes, $500 million US dollar.
Oh.
Correct.
Okay.
And also, Ankit, you also know that Longshan China has a huge cash, right? And the cash in Longshan China and cash equivalent is more than $900 million. So that's a big number.
Now, my question here again is that Senda is in the Chinese jurisdiction. So now if Dystar passes the money to Senda, which is in China, and Senda does not bring the money back, I mean, then that will be completely a part of the Chinese jurisdiction, which means a different ballgame altogether. Can you shed some light on this also?
Senda is a Hong Kong company, not a Chinese company, number one. Number two, Kiri's proposal, which was given, which encapsulated the way of transfer money directly to Kiri on behalf of Senda.
Okay. So I understand that there is no way that they can get these funds out of Dystar to Senda without Kiri's confirmation or approval.
No way. And that fund has to go to the escrow account.
Understood, sir. Understood. Thank you very much for that. My second question is, you mentioned that, that you may have to liquidate the shares of Dystar in order to get this money. So, in terms of liquidation of shares, would you be buying it as a first option, or will it be sold in the market? And secondly, what is the valuation of Dystar?
Right. See, the number one, Kiri is a recipient of money. Kiri is not going to buy anything, no shares of Sandhya, nothing. So it would be a public auction, public sale, sell in the open market, right? And the value of the shares of Dystar already decided by the court, which was $1.632 billion. That is the number court had confirmed in its judgment, and that's where the valuation stands.
So just one quick question on this one. Is if this goes for, the public auction and it does not raise the amount of money which the court has expecting it to achieve, it, then what happens, sir?
Based on the legal advice that we have, right, more shares of Sandhya would be need to be sold to fulfill Kiri's amount.
All right, sir. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And thank you so much for clarifying all my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishikesh Oja from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So firstly, just wanted to know regarding the case, can, you know, now that you have won the case, but can Sandhya file a review or anything else in the court?
No, there is no such provision in Singapore to file a review. There is no such provision there.
Okay, so they compulsorily just have to pay. There is no other thing now.
No, there is no other thing now. Either they comply with the order, and already 3 months have passed by the time we speak today, from March 3rd, 2023. So either all the legal means have ended, all the legal proceedings have ended now. So either pay or go on a default and face the consequences. There is no third choice now for Sandhya.
Okay. And so when we say that, you know, we'll be going for and we'll be filing enforcement against them, can you explain, like, what exact actions are we going to take? And since you would be in touch with all the, legal advisors, what is the broad sense? How much time would this process take?
I think, as far as the details of enforcement is concerned, I can share broad things with you, which would require the alternate remedy, okay? And that's the main theme. And alternate remedy and alternate relief, would be several options that Kiri would be suggesting. So that's one area. So how Kiri 603.4 million can be paid, what are the options for the court? And then it is up to court to decide. Kiri would also be presenting the precedences and the earlier cases as per the normal legal process. And Kiri would also look at all the enforcement options that the law provides to Kiri, which may include contempt, which may include few more actions, like seizure and sell is one of the actions of shares, and then you have alternate remedy and things like that, the contempt. So number of things Kiri would be doing on this front. And as far as the timeline is concerned, which was second part of your question, this may take, by the time court looks into, the applications and the affidavits and the responses, you are looking at somewhere between 4 to 6 months time.
Okay. Oh. And so my last question, what was the legal cost for FY23 and what legal cost are we expecting for FY24?
One second. Sorry, which cost you referred to?
Legal cost.
Oh, legal cost. Legal cost, we can give you the exact number, but this has been somewhere, plus or minus 2-3 crore. It has been hovering around 40 crore, 50 crore, around that number per year.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Yogesh Tiwari from Arihant Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Sir, my question was regarding some balance sheet items. So there has been a decrease in the plant, basically the plant and other cost from 540 crores to 500 crores. So what would be the reason for the decline on the consolidated level?
It's only at a consolidated level, it's the depreciation. Nothing else that has happened on the balance sheet of the fixed asset.
Okay, so it is basically depreciation, no sell-off or something like that?
Nothing, no sell-off, nothing like that.
Yeah, and my next question is on the non-current asset, the investment part. So there has been a jump from about 1,800 crores to about 2,000 crores. So what would be that related to? Investments, non-current assets.
That would be probably the consolidation of Dicast profit. One second. The investment side, we'll just look at it. Hold on one second and give it the exact.
Sure, sir.
This is the depreciation. So how about this, sir? I think that is more relates to capital work in progress. That's where the difference of close to 10, 100 and... Right. Can we give you this breakup by email if that works for you?
Sure, sir. That is helpful, sir. Yeah, sure. Yeah, that will do, sir.
Line items can be added to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manoj Bora from Adinath Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Manojji. Please, go ahead.
Yeah. My question was regarding this share of profit of associate accounted for using equity method. You have shown a loss of around 43 crore in this quarter.
Right.
Whereas in all previous quarters, there was substantial credit amount of rupees 87 crore in the last quarter. And into March 22, there was an amount of 81 crore. Why? So what is the difference? Whereas we have earned in Dicast.
Yeah, I think that relates to the Dicast's performance. Right?
Dicast has earned profit in this quarter also.
Right. So what Dicast has done is Dicast had made certain provisions in this quarter. Okay. And those were the exceptional provisions on account of foreign exchange, foreign exchange differences. Right. And how much that was?
33 million.
So they booked like $33 million of the foreign exchange difference in this quarter, which is non-operational item, which they booked. So we went and we have asked the details to look into it. But that difference is due to that one item which Dicast has booked in their books. And that is what is reflected.
That is a substantial amount, basically. $33 million is a substantial amount.
33 million is a big number.
Because there is a difference of 87 crore plus 43. It means around 130 crore difference in a quarter.
In a quarter, correct. In a quarter.
Yes, 130 crore is a very huge amount.
Yes. So that's a non-cash item they have booked. And they have made this, again, this is a provisioning in Dicast books. It's not the... it's not the actual expense incurred, right? But they have made this provisioning looking at the market conditions and looking at the certain currency differences and the devaluations and things like that. So we'll see how this number actually gets reflected into reality or not in the next quarters.
Don't you think this can be a case of financial manipulation by Dive Star?
If we, if they try to do any this, you know, any financial manipulations, the auditor would need to look at it, we would need to look at it, and if there is any fraudulent or anything or siphoning of funds, if we find any of such thing, it will right away go to the court. We won't wait even a single day. In case we are able to find evidences that substantiate any such manipulation.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashwit Koti, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for this opportunity. I would just want to understand a couple of things. The first thing is, sir, profits, what we are taking into consideration of associate, that is of Dive Star in our books. Our valuation
right.
And what we would be getting is as of 2018, as per the court order, right?
Right. Sorry.
After 2018, what is the rational or prudent, or is it prudent to consider Dive Star profit in our profit after 2018?
Yes, because see, as long as we are continuing to be the shareholder of Dive Star, we are not beneficiary either to Dive Star's profit or Dive Star's loss. You know, Kiri has nothing to do with it. Kiri is not entitled to get the economic benefits of Dive Star after 3rd July 2018. That is
right.
As per the court order, correct?
Right.
So,
right.
So Kiri is supposed to receive $603.8 million irrespective of Dive Star's profit or Dive Star's value today. Dive Star may be valued $5 billion today, or Dive Star may be valued $1 billion today. Dive Star's profit, could be loss or could be profit, doesn't matter to Kiri. Kiri is only entitled to receive $603.8 million as on today, and if interest
That's
is awarded, be added to it. But we don't know as on today whether that will be added or not. So we are consolidating it, putting in our books, you know, which is a legal statutory requirement for us still continuing to hold the equity of Dive Star till the buyout is executed. So you are right. I mean, the numbers are there, but for Kiri's economic benefit, these numbers are senseless, to be honest with you.
So from the KV's point.
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Koti. May we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. The next question is from the line of Sukhbir Singh from SMIFS Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Sir, can you please provide us some color on the CAPEX for FY24 and FY25?
Right now, there is not much capex, no capex planned for FY24, right? There might be maintenance kind of routine capex, but nothing beyond that, and neither in 2025. Nothing has been planned. Nothing has been budgeted, actually.
Okay, sir. And also some colors on the export market, like how it will be growing, or your view on the export market.
I think export market has been too much depressed too long. We have passed almost a year. And we strongly believe, you know, now with interactions with many players outside India, that the export demand should revive. Export demand and export numbers should change. And probably we should see in the next quarter or two. And I strongly believe that towards end of the year, we might have some rebound in terms of the the demand from international market.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jay Bhatija from JV Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity again. So my question is regarding there are some people in the market who are claiming to be very close to you and are giving false information regarding the shares of the company. So what is your take on that and how are you planning to control them down?
Sorry, I didn't understand your question. Can you repeat, please? What
there are some people in the market who are giving some false information regarding the shares, claiming it to be a multi-bagger or something, and they claim to be associated with you or very close to you. So how do you plan to control them down?
I don't think there is any such thing what you are saying. Right? There is no truth to this kind of rumor which somebody is telling you. You know, it has no rumor, it has no factual truth. There is nothing like that.
There is a factual proof. I have found them that before your BSE announcement come, like 20 or 30 minutes before, they have that information regarding that thing, whatever your announcement come.
Well, I don't think so. You know, unless you see the, you know, Singapore court websites, and there could be only time difference when the judgment is uploaded on the Supreme Court portal. And we study and announce. I think that's the only time like one can have. Otherwise, there is nothing like that what you are claiming, which is untrue in fact.
Okay. So as you mentioned that you will be going for this liquidity session or whatever the process you have. So you are thinking that another 6 months are going to take place for the funds to be actual funds to come into Kiri's account. Am I right?
Yes. Yes, yes. So we believe at least enforcement process will take that much time. Correct.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you all of you for participating today and we'll talk again next quarter. Thank you so much. Take care. All the best wishes.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Kiri Industries Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.